Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Coming up in this edition of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, we'll cover three big drafts in NFL history, and then we'll go over the rest of the 2021 rule revisions that you'll see in the NFL this year. It's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with their tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen. And today, on this April 23rd edition of the podcast, we are going to cover some really big drafts that we had in the NFL's history. And unfortunately, we don't have any Hall of Famers that have birthdays today. Can you believe that? Nobody that is in the College Football Hall of Fame or the Pro Football Hall of Fame has a birthday on April 23rd. That's rare during the year when we don't have that. But we are going to cover some of the NFL rule changes for 2021 that were just voted on this week, and we'll talk about that right now. I mean, early this week, we talked about some of the NFL rule changes for 2021 that just passed at the NFL owners' spring meetings regarding the single-digit numbers becoming available to all eligible receiver positions on offense. If you missed that, go to the April 22nd edition of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, and we'll go over that rule again. The rules makers also tweaked the instant replay rules as well, according to an article on the Washington Post website. Team owners ratified a proposal to expand the duties of a replay assistant in the press box on a limited scope of calls. According to a report, the revisions to instant replay, the replay assistant can now consult with the on-field officials on rulings related to possession of the ball, whether a pass was complete or incomplete, whether a ball carrier reached the goal line or first down marker, or was inbounds or out of bounds, and whether a runner was down by contact. Troy Vincent, the NFL's executive vice president of football operations, stated, "The game would be called on the field with the support of a replay official in stadium as well as the NFL officiating department in New York when appropriate." And he believes the direction of the instant replay revisions are going in a positive direction to improve. Now, it's not going to the drastic measures of what some were calling the sky judge, where an official would sit up in the booth and make calls, you know, throw flags just like they do on the field. But it is going to sort of be a happy medium where there'll be an assistant to the on-field zebras. And I think that's a good thing. The owners did not approve of a proposal by the Eagles to insert a 4th and 15 alternative to the onside kick, but they did subtly aid the kicking teams in attempting to recover those onside kicks. The article explains that this new rule spin limits the receiving team to having no more than 9 players line up within 10 to 25 yards of the spot of the kickoff. By prohibiting the receiving team to having 10 or all 11 of its players in that setup zone, the new rule could tilt the odds somewhat in favor of the kicking team as it tries to recover an onside kick. So, you know, imagine this. You know, you have an onside kick situation, the end of a half, especially the end of the game, and a team's trying to get back into it. And, you know, they hit that onside kick. Well, the receiving team can have all 11 players up there before. Well, now what they're saying is now they would only be able to have 9 players in that within 25 yards of the kickoff. So everybody else has got to be 15 yards back behind the receiving line for the kickoff, you know, 25 yards away from where the ball is kicked. So it's a little bit more difficult. Those two extra guys not in the box, and the kicking team has, you know, 11 going right at it. The kicker can't get up there real fast because he's just booted the ball. But that sort of helps a little bit, and, you know, takes away some of those blockers, because that's what they're doing. They're trying to take out interference so the guys behind them can catch the ball. That should make it a little bit more interesting. And now Philadelphia's proposal to have that 4th and 15, I don't know if I agree with that either. I'm glad the owners kind of voted that down because, you know, the onside kick is still a fair way to, you know, there's always a chance that the kicking team could have got it. Now they got a little bit better chance with this subtle rule application of only 9 people up near the ball. So I think that's a good thing. Now let's get to your football history headlines. April 23rd, 1989. This was a big day for the league. The start of the 1989 NFL Draft. The Dallas Cowboys had the opening pick, and they chose future Pro Football Hall of Fame player, UCLA quarterback Troy Aikman. The players taken in this draft class had many of them getting their bronze busts in Canton, Ohio, including the third pick by the Detroit Lions, running back extraordinaire Barry Sanders, the fourth selection of linebacker Derek Thomas by the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Atlanta Falcons pick of the shutdown corner Deion Sanders with the fifth overall selection. That's 4 Hall of Fame players in the first 5 picks. You don't see that happen every draft. But wait, there's one more Gold Jacket Bear forthcoming so far. Safety Steve Atwater was chosen by the Denver Broncos at number 20, according to the Pro Football Reference website. April 23rd, 2005, the 2005 NFL Draft had the University of Utah quarterback Alex Smith as the first overall pick by the San Francisco 49ers. This draft still has some significant players either still playing or too recently retired to have made it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame shrinees, but the future slam dunk player that will surely be in Canton someday is Aaron Rodgers. Who can forget the young quarterback at a Cal painfully waiting in the green room for a team to call his name? It was not until the 24th overall pick that the Green Bay Packers chose Rodgers, but still people were all over them for doing so, as they had Brett Favre still under center at the time. Now let's go to our newspapers.com football headline of the day, and it comes from the Desert Sun out of Palm Springs, California, and they posted, Auburn shows its depth in the draft. The article was written by Associated Press writer John Zanner and describes a one day of the 2000 NFL draft. The entire starting backfield of the Auburn Tigers went in the first round of the league's draft. Tailback Ronnie Brown was the second overall pick by the Miami Dolphins. Carnell Cadillac Williams went to another Florida team, the Tampa Bay Bucks, 3 picks later, while quarterback Jason Campbell was the 25th overall choice by Washington. It should be noted that Washington also selected another Auburn player with the 9th pick, cornerback Carlos Rogers. If you want to be able to read through some of the old articles like the Palm Springs Desert Sun like we did today, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you can get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798 and as early as yesterday. To get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting the sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, and with a paid subscription, you'll be helping out to support this production of this podcast and others on the Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. April 23rd, 2020, the NFL Draft. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow was the first pick by the Cincinnati Bengals. The rest of the top 10 went like this, according to the Pro Football Reference website. The second pick was Washington taking Chase Young, the defensive end from Ohio State. The third pick was another Ohio State player, cornerback Jeff Oduka from Detroit. The fourth pick, the New York Giants, took the tackle out of Georgia, Andrew Thomas. And Miami had the fifth selection, and they took Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback from Alabama. Number 6 pick, the Chargers took another quarterback, one from Oregon, Justin Herbert. And number 7, Carolina took Derrick Brown, the defensive tackle from Auburn. Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker out of Clemens, was the 8th pick by the Arizona Cardinals. And Jacksonville came in with the 9th pick to take a cornerback from the University of Florida, C.J. Henderson. And rounding out the top 10, the Cleveland Browns took Jedrick Wells Jr., a tackle from Alabama, with that number 10 pick. So that is our football history headlines for the day. We're just talking about last year's draft, just a week till our 2021 draft. And remember, that was a virtual draft they had last year. year. You know, very interesting. I think they'll probably have a little bit of a hybrid of that this year because, you know, still some COVID concern. It's not like normal, but we're a little bit more used to it. Now, last year in that 2020 virtual draft, that was a little bit of a shock to us, seeing Roger Goodell and then all the fans, you know, on monitors in the background. It's kind of crazy and surreal, but they'll probably be a little bit like that again this year. Better to be safe than sorry, but the draft went off without a hitch. They got the whole season in. You know, whether you like it or not, that was a remarkable job by the NFL to do that in the with a pandemic going on. Not too many people were able to do things like they did, and they did it very successfully with very little schedule interruptions. And you know, speaking about schedule interruptions, make sure you interrupt your schedule today to go to thesportshistorynetwork.com and check out some of those great podcasts and my friends over there, my partners, because there are some great sports history podcasts being produced each and every day over there. You know, you can check out things about basketball, baseball, some just sports in general, and of course you got the Gridiron Gang. You can check out, there's a bunch of us doing that over there on football, so you know, make sure you check that out. If you also want to go to our spot, pigskindispatch.com, you can see some great football history being posted each and every day. You were usually posting 1 to 2 blogs on there, 1 to 2 podcasts. We have a great search engine to go and search for almost anything you want to do in American football. Go to the pigskindispatch.com, the little search window on the right side up near the top, put in any name, anything you want in there, and it should something pop up telling you an article that's on Pigskin Dispatch or anybody in the Sports History Network that has a website that can give you some information that you're looking for. It's really powerful, and we hope you check that out. So you can find us on Twitter, at Pigskin Dispatch. Facebook, we have our Pigskin Dispatch postings that we do every day. And on the Reddit, we have our sports history. We post there each and every day too, so make sure you check all those out. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. historynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.